Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I spat at the y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while you reaching. Cook you, then I cross you, then I leave you. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cars. Get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever
it's
rest
the
bullshit.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective. It's the first of the month. Straight up divide their team. So cash the checks and come up. To the bullet.
Motherfuckers. Yeah.
It's Wild Out Wednesday. 2020 pandemic era on the streets. Got a lot to talk about today. And we're just not talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about BLM, Black Lives Matter. But before we get into the show, I just want to say the Dream Team and L Boogie, we in the building, man. What you feel, Dream Team? What's the deal, baby?
Wild Out Wednesday. Great day.
Wild Out Wednesday. Man. And speaking of a great day, we've always been talking about since the George Floyd pandemic, as we would call it. You know, it just was the, you know, the tipping point with George, rest in peace. But also things that's going on in the sports world as well. And but I remember back a couple shows ago when you talked about statues with dealing with civil war and statues being torn down or, you know, taken away throughout the country. And I go to that because, guys, the first street that we're going down is, as we've been talking about, you know what I mean, the injustices of the world. And in Major League Baseball, the first commissioner of Major League Baseball was Kennesaw Mountain Land. And the reason why I bring him up, because there's documents during his tenure that he was racist. And his role, task, was to get rid of gambling, which happened in 1919, you know, the eight men out. I told you, you got to watch that movie, 1988. He did a movie on that. And Barry Larkin, Mike Smith, Terry Pendleton, and others think that his name, because his name, world, is on the MVP trophy, because he's the one who came up with it should be an MVP trophy to the honor. So the sports writers, they said, well, since he came up with this idea, we need to put his name on the trophy. After he left in 1944, in 1947, Jackie Robinson got in. He broke the barrier. And he wanted to keep baseball segregated while he was in tenure. Second part of that, as we know, Colin Kaepernick has made a movement, and so much so, he has agreed with Netflix to do a 6-part series. I just want to get your takes on that. We're going to start with you, STG. Your take, you know what I mean, on those two things, you know what I mean, 2 points, if you have any.
Yes, I do. First off, you know, I don't know too much about the commissioner of the MLB because he's a very, very, very old guy. But I have done some research on him, and what I will say is everything he stood for is what we're fighting against today. And if everything he stood for symbolizing hate towards the minorities, then we need to get rid of this MVP trophy. As far as his name being on it, we need to change it up. Now, I don't know who will replace his name with, but I would love to see Hank Aaron's name get recognized as something more than what he's recognized for today. So I would definitely like to see them replace his name with Hank Aaron. But I am definitely against that Major League Baseball owner. I mean, commissioner, excuse me. And I just don't want to see his name on anything else. You know, from doing the information, doing the research, and getting information on him, I don't want to have another minority raise an MVP trophy with that man's name on it, and he can care less about any minority. His family can care less about minority. So that's what I have to say about that situation. Now, the other question was, what was the other question, guys?
Colin Kaepernick, Nets series, six-part series.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry. My mind's just running from the commissioner of baseball. But, yes, Colin Kaepernick, six series with Netflix. I'm kind of in between it. I want to see it. But I right now I just think we're getting drowned out with too much. Like, and don't get me wrong on this. Like, guys, please have understanding of what I'm saying. Please don't be ignorant to this. But I kind of feel like us, we're as a culture, we're getting drowned out. Like, they just drowning us out with just giving us stuff. You know, like that's their way of shutting us up. Well, if Black Lives Matter, okay, Black Lives Matter, let's give them everything they want. You know, because in the end, they still got to come through us to get what they want. You know, so I want to see the Colin Kaepernick thing, but at the same time, I'm kind of tired of everybody just trying to force this Black Lives Matter thing into their business, organizations, and they're not doing it for the right reasons. They're just doing it just to keep the black dollar, you know. Like, that's basically where I'm going with it, man. You know, everybody's doing these Black Lives Matter things for the black dollar. That's how I'm starting to feel now. I'm not feeling like black lives are being taken serious enough. You know, I feel like they just, now it's TD Banks and Wells Fargo, all these people, everybody is, man, we got black cinema TV for all the apps now, and you used to have to pay for all that stuff. Now they're just giving it to you. It's like, it's kind of getting drawn down a little bit, watered down a little bit. So, but I do want to see the Colin Kaepernick, but I hope it's for the right reasons, man, and Netflix is not just trying to capitalize on the black dollar. Basically, that's all I'm saying, man. I'm just tired of everybody trying to capitalize and not lose out on the black dollar. You know, we need to start understanding that our dollar is very powerful in the world, man. We spend the most money out of any culture. So we have to take in consideration that our dollar is important to all these people that claim they're supporting us. Now, if they are, I'm totally with it. I'm 100% for it. But if they're just doing it for our dollar, we gotta be a little bit more alert. You know, that's what I got to say about that.
Man, great take. OG the Buck. Mr. Mountain Landis. Kennesaw, that is. MVPs want his name removed off the trophy. I'm just asking you, what do you think about that? Barry Larkin, former MVP, has come out and expressed his feelings about it. And he said it doesn't matter if it's a name on it or not, but remove his. And, you know, the latter part of that question, what about the six-piece documentary that Colin is going to do with agreed upon with Netflix? How do you feel about those two things?
First off, I'll say with the Kennesaw Mountain Landis, it's time. If we really taking a serious stance against this systematic injustice, we got to start there. You know, not only is his name on the plaque, but his picture is as well. His picture and his name is bigger than the actual recipient. That bothers me. Like Hazi said, no black players, not one, played in the majors during Lander's quarter century tenure. Jackie Robinson, like Boogie said, way to set it up, he didn't get in about, what, 2.5 years after 40. He died? In 47, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, 1947.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Jackie.
They let him in when they thought he was washed a little bit, you know? They didn't want to let him in his prime.
I think that we're going in the right direction when we take it. And start moving in the right direction. I know we up against the 12-16, and Boogie ain't even got his take. I'll be quick with my Kaepernick take. It's a good thing. I definitely understand, and we talked about it in the pre-production meeting, and I know Styles had some very good points on it. But, I mean, Styles was like, we got to take it with a grain of salt, man. We got to take these baby steps. We can't look at everybody with a side eye thinking that they trying to capitalize on the moment, because it's out there. We live with the world we live in. It's there. I agree. But we got to start somewhere. So with the Kaepernick 6-part series on Netflix, what it will do, when Kaepernick did his knee stand, what year was that? 16?
Yeah.
2016.
4 years ago. All right. I'm looking at it like there was a 8-year-old that was 8 then, that's 12 years old now, that has a better understanding, has a better concept, better grasp on life as a 12-year-old than he did when he was 8. So when Netflix released this series, it's going to be educational, not only to that 8-year-old that's 12 now, but to the whole country as a whole. To educate everybody, we got the platform, we got everybody's attention. I think it's a great thing for Netflix to do it now. So I'm not going to knock their timing, because I think the timing is perfect. It's time to bring awareness, bring attention, bring education to a cause that's so serious that has changed the world. And that's my take. Street!
Man. We up against it. I'll say my take when we get back, but we're going to stick with our baseball. We're going to talk about center fielders, our top five in Major League, not KBO, but MLB. Man, you rocking with the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We on Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern time. You with the team and Boogie. And don't forget, it's while I win. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's the street. Let's go.
In a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yeah. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my.
It's gonna come. You rocking with the street, and we gonna start here. Wild Out Wednesday. You rocking with the team. OGDB. Oh man. OG the Buck, STG, T Rizzy, ICE. I'm your host, L Boogie. We just got finished discussing Kenneth Shaw, Mount Landis, and former MVPs. Including guys like Mike Schmidt, who's white, you know, suggesting that his name be removed from the, and his face be removed from the Major League Baseball MVP trophy. Moving on to our second, and Colin Kaepernick as well. Shout out and big up to him, striking a deal with Netflix doing a 6-piece series. So shout out to Colin, and hopefully Major League Baseball, as Sam Cooke would say, you know what I mean, change, and it will come in the near future. Streets! Man, second take, we're going to stay to baseball. And today, you know, yesterday we gave up our top five right fielders, so today we're going to go center field. Tomorrow, left fielders. And Friday, to top it off, top five DH. And that's going to be a hard one, because it's only really the American League with that. So, you know, man, big ups to everybody that's tuning in. Give us a call. You verbal jab 59370 1230. We're going to talk about Devin Booker and kind of like something with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. You know, is he wasting away in Phoenix? And our guys, they got great takes on that. So let's start off with our top five center fielders. And I'm going to start with you, Styles, the God, as we always do. Just give us your top five Major League, we call it the show, Major League Baseball center field of all baseball.
All right. So coming in at number five, man, he's one of my favorite center fielders of all times. Just growing up watching him play. He was he's dominant, man. He's getting a little old. My boy signed a 3-year deal with the Phillies. He got hurt last year towards ACL into the season, but I think this season he's gonna come back just as strong as he's ever been. 5-time All-Star, the former MVP, Andrew McCutchen. That's my number five. My number four. He is a part of the cheating scandal. He is a cheater. The reason why I got him at four. It's because he's from my hometown, Connecticut. And he's also a very bad man. He went to the University of Connecticut, UConn. He had 39 home runs, 96 RBIs last year for the Houston George Springer. That's my number four, my hometown alum. My number three, I got to go with my boy Starlin Marte. My boy Starlin Marte, 23 home runs, 82 RBIs, batted a 295 last year for Pittsburgh. he's the reason why they traded Andrew McCutchen, because he's coming up. He could play some baseball. My number two, who could have easily been my number one, but he's only been 3 years in the league. He plays for my Dodgers. And from his first year, he has elevated his game every year. Last year, my man had 47 home runs, 115 RBIs, just a dynamite, man. My man Cody Bellinger from my team, the Dodgers, man, he going to come in my number two. His third year in the league, 47 home runs, 115 RBIs. And my number one, which should be everybody's number one, this should be on everybody's number one list. He is the baddest man in baseball right now. Period. Hands down. Baddest man in baseball. Mike Trout for L.A. Angels. 45 home runs, 104 RBIs. He's been in the league 10 years, y'all. 10 years. His career batting average is a 305. Career. So that's my five center fielders.
OG the Buck. We come to you, OG. And he had some nice ones. I just, you know what I mean? At least he didn't have no A and B. You know how SPG do it. But I'm just curious on your top five. Who do you have for us?
I'm going to start off with number five. I'm going to shout out my man, T-Roll, all the boys down in Arizona. AJ Pollock. We're going to let him go with that. We're going to start him off at five. I had to go hometown, man. I know I'm going to get clowned for this one, but I got it from Styles. The Cleveland Indian, Clint Frazier. Man, as I look at these lists, since we've been doing this baseball, you know, I'm a baseball guy, but of course I've been getting more knowledge as I've been, you know, researching. Man, the Dodgers got a great team, man. Do y'all really know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my team. From top to
man,
bottom, baby.
Man. Bum.
Magic.
Loaded. They loaded.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Joe Peterson at three. At number two,
Jock, my bag.
I'm tripping. You like him, huh? You know about him, huh?
Yeah, but he don't play shit. He play all the positions.
He play all the positions. Mookie Betts played center too, but we had him at right.
Yeah,
you feel me?
That's because he went to the Dodgers. That's because he went to the Dodgers and he got to go ahead and get over there because he got the bad
right,
boy out there.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. So like you said, they enter exchange, but you know.
Yeah.
And then at number one,
yeah,
at number one, no doubt, Styles got that correct. That's an easy one. You get no credit for that, STG. Mike Trout
mm-hmm.
from the Angels. And that's my five.
Mike Trout gets that number one nod. He's consensus across the board. Give you that. But my five is a little different. Just a little, guys. Just a little. You know. And maybe I could be biased because I put it all in perspective. You know, but except Michael Trout, all of my guys have a ring that's in my top five at that center field position. At five, I have Lorenzo Cain from Milwaukee. At four, I have Jackie Bradley Jr. from Boston. At three, I call him old, you know what I mean? Hey, man, like you said, they cheat, but hey, old George over there, old Curious George, he's my three from Houston. Two is Corey Bellinger. And Michael Trout is at one. I wish I was going back and forth with that because right now, honestly, I think Corey is the better guy because he has gotten to the playoffs, but he has a lot of help, though.
Cody, right?
Like OG the Buck said,
yeah,
they're really deep. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's my number one guy. And I'm pretty sure they're favored to once they got Mookie, for sure, they have to be the favorite going into 2020 if there's a season and 2021. But what's so curious about this season, you better have a good start because you only have 60 games to do it. Like Washington Nationals last year had a terrible start, but they end up being the champion. You can't do that this year if there's a season.
Boogie.
Yes.
Can we say 12-year, $426
million?
And you talking about who you – it's a debate between him and somebody else. Get out of here.
Man, listen.
Mike Trout, hand down, best Major League Baseball player, period.
He is. He hands down the best player, but Cody Bellinger is neck and neck, bro. He only been there for 3 years, and he 40-plus home runs every year.
But, yes, Michael Trout is solidified.
That's 3 years.
You're right. Yeah, he has to do it for two more for me to put him above Mike Trout. If he does it 5 years in a row, because Mike will be in his 12th. Mike needs to get to the playoffs. I want to see Mike in some postseason. Man, I want to see Mike in some postseason. That's the streets, man. When we come
talking
back,
about the same
up
guy that say Cam Newton ain't great, ain't good, because he don't got a ring. My bad. We up against it. My bad.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We'll definitely talk about that on Throwback Thursday.
Man,
no,
this guy be killing me in pre-production meetings with this garbage about what man. Go ahead, my bad.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Devin Booker. Is he wasting away in Phoenix? He just signed a deal. Should he demand a trade? It's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We on Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern time. BlogTalkRadio.com, category sports, search box, Streets is Talking. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. The Streets.
My nigga, we having a wonderful day. And I was back with my wife the first of the month. And now we're smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where tonight. I get with my nigga to give us a play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get me your team, bring for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 creep when they roll so break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grab on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Watch, I make sure no one snatches my chance. Take it up to the mailman, throw it in the mail, then put it up in the mid pocket. Till I be hitting and landing, dying to give me a cup about that topic. Why they no bucket drive that freedom? I'm going to tend to the clip. Ready to get him up with him, it's good. Cause I catch that tongue, man, I gotta get there. Play that, play it, holler, like they got much to offer. Whatever, we don't know, Nick. We are up on the clock, like for some dollars. So, get a bag and dope in a quarter, oh, oh. Most all of my niggas got the sign, and we gonna roll it all up the coast. For hydro, we know the cuts so fucking pump flow. Toss up the gay golden road with a grown and same old. Running through the alley, getting the mile. Top of the second, the sundown, no front wrong. January, no, none of December, I'm loving the first of the month.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, 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 get up
corner, nigga, you a goner. St. Clair niggas don't like that. And selling them dummies, making that money. Come back, nigga, get tapped out. From the first to the 15th, nigga, smoke plenty weed, but I gotta say, gotta come up. Put my rocks in the club. When I get high, nigga, blaze that blood. Huh, turn the road to the bag. Cut on my profit and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back teeth for niggas that's trying to rob me. But never know something, no losses done. Been keeping these niggas up off me. See, could've sold a whole block. Spend a couple of bills, thugs. Smoke a lot of weed on the
wake
first.
Up, wake up, wake up.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stressing, I'm yawning. Like, wait, bitch, chugga, like I take a fist to the dawn. And then I got geek with my truck, but it's a fist, so I'm getting me hustled long. Hop on the phone, calling up Craig the phone. When I know, did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'm hopping the bus with big.
You know, let's get drunk.
And I'm coming with blood at the blood of the stone. Nigga, T just put me down. Oh, God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm a big, big, black and mild. And across town. Cause nigga, the first get celebrated. Running to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy y'all fit to the sky. Just call me that pro fly. Some nickels and dimes, the 20s and 50s, the first be the day for the dope man. Slangin' that cocaine, food. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things be loving them food. Till I got them rocks for them pipes. Don't come with the end. I gotta get paid. On first, gotta play the muffler. Get live with the bosses, poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's wake up, wake up.
Ooh, it's time. It's the first of the month. It's that time. 12 p.m. Eastern Time. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from the street perspective. I got the Dream Team with me. STG, T Rizzy, ICE, my engineer, OG the Buck. I'm your wholesale boogie. The pandemic, George Floyd, hashtag BLM. We've been talking about the first commissioner of baseball, Kennesaw Mile Landis, and his name and his face being removed from the MVP trophy of the MLB. Colin Kaepernick signs a deal with Netflix for a six-piece documentary. We gave you our top five MLB 2020 center fielders. This show. Now we're going to go to some basketball. We're going to discuss a real, he's a man, everybody talks about him, you know, wondering about him, if he's wasting his career in Phoenix. So I'm just going to ask you guys, because I know we, like you said, OG the Buck, we had these pre-production meetings. I just want to ask you, is he wasting away? I know everybody has their takes, so I'm just going to leave it there. But STG, let's get your take first about, you know, Devin Booker. You know, he's in a contract where he will be a free agent in 2024, 5-year, $158 million deal, which averages out to 31.6 a year. He's averaging 22 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. So I just, you know, want to ask you, and he's 23 years old, 6'5", 13th overall pick in 2005. Has he exceeded expectations? Should he demand a trade to try to better his career and, you know, to what he's doing, or should he stay put and grind out and see what happens? You know, PHX.
Well, I'm kind of in between with it, because, you know, you sit back and you look at guys like Ray Allen, you look at guys like Kevin Garnett, man, the list could go on and on. Steve Nash, you know, these guys have spent tons of years in the same franchise. And, you know, when they over, you know, at the end of their prime, 32, 33 years old, 34 years old, they then become looking for a team to win a championship. But then I say it's the new era, and the Phoenix Suns are getting a lot of top draft picks. They just got Ayton. DeAndre Ayton is a decent center to me, man. He's gonna give you 18 to 24 points, 10 to 13 rebounds a game. You know, so I'm sitting back thinking, like, man, if Phoenix can just pull off another top draft pick, then they might be able to cause some problems in the West. But then again, I sit back and I say, well, you got Kawhi Leonard, you got all these guys in the West, and I say, man, my boy need to get up out of here because ain't nobody coming to Phoenix to help him win the championship. If he got to rely on the draft, he need to get up out of there. I would love to see him get traded for a C.J. McCollum and pair up with my boy Dame Lillard. Go to Milwaukee out there with Giannis. Go to Toronto. They got a winning system out there. So it's great positions out there for him to get out there and try to compete to win a championship. So I would love to see him do that. That's what I think.
OG the Buck, this is very interesting, man. What do you think?
Are you kidding? Man, get him out of there, man. He would not win up there. Bun, let me tell you fellas, and I'm sure you already know it. The last 6 years, they have not had a winning record in Phoenix. 2013 was their last year had a winning record. They went 48 and 34. Let me run this by you real quick. The year after that, 39-43. The year after that, 23-59. The year after that, 24-58. The year after that, 21-61. 2018-2019. 19-63, man.
Man, get out of here, man.
Man, get my guy out of there. Get him out of there. If you want to salvage anything left of your career, get out of there. Thank God, Boogie said it. He signed a 5-year, $158 million. That's about 30, 31 per year. Yeah, you doing good on that one. If I'm not mistaken, that was the last year he signed it. He was the only player making that money. I'll be reading that. But anyway, get him out of there. Devin Booker, get out of there. Go to the Lakers. Go to the Bucks. He'll look good in New York, but will he struggle? And that's my take.
Street. But I respectfully disagree with you, guy. You're only 23. You got 4 more years to turn it around. Why not do the Dirk Nowitzki? Why not do the Kobe Bryant when Shaq left and you went through some bumps, but you came up? Why not the Reggie Miller? Why not Paul Pierce? He waited. They got Kevin Garnett. For some, it worked. For some, it didn't. For an example, Allen Iverson didn't work. Charles Barkley didn't work. He's only 23.
Charles was chasing at
let
the
some
end.
Guys.
Charles was.
Let some.
Charles was chasing at the end, though.
You know what I'm talking about when
yeah.
he was in Philly.
Oh yeah.
When he was in Philly.
There's too much heat in the West.
I love to see him in a new uniform. Trust me, I would.
He must go east, far east. Too much smoke in the west. Trust me. Get out of there.
It's a lot of
you
smoke.
You better go team up with Giannis, boy.
I would love to see him team up with John Wall and Bradley Beal over there and Phil and DC, and we call it go-go music.
Oh, it's the street.
While
I know you're gonna call it go-go music.
Give us a call 515-605-9370, man. We wilding out. Now it's time for us. If anybody's in the asylum, we gonna verbal jab. STG, T Rizzy, ICE, L Boogie, the engineer, the Buck. Let's go. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
It's the street. Stay home, daddy.
Had to leave it with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deal. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga sold. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul, and I can take that, and I really wanna know, where you at? I was that bad, where the stash at? Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac, cause I know these niggas out there where the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. And I know Poppy get a key for the quarter. Shotty belly finna double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip, my whip, key lip. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light and see. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Bustin' all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deal. We been trappin' like the 80s. She said the nigga sold. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at, where? I've been moving them out. And Steeler with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Bitch don't wear no shoes in my house. The private I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. She sucking no dick, no hands with it. I just made the rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. I been moving real gangsta, so that's why she pick a crit. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you can tell me. Yeah, when I had a job, South Street wealthy. Yeah, out the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a leaf with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga sold. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul, and I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. You back in the asylum with the Dream Team. We come to you every Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time.
We in the building, baby.
And that's that time of the show when we get our callers. Call in and verbal jab with the Dream Team. Give us a take on what we discussed today. Man, we were talking about our man, Kenneshaw Mount Landis, who was the first commissioner and former MVP such as Barry Larkin and Terry Pendleton and Mike Smith are in favor of getting his face and name removed from the MVP trophy. Keep baseball segregated. He was the commissioner for 24 years, 1920 to 1944. We gave you our top five center fielders in Major League Baseball today. We also discussed, we went out to AZ where our man on the Dream Team, T-Row, resides. And we're talking about Devin Booker. Should he stay in Phoenix or should he demand a trade and try to get up out of there? And should he leave when his contract is up in 2024? But it's that time of the show. All-time caller, all-time listener. My man's in there.
What the deal, Cole? We in the building, baby.
What's good, young Cole? Appreciate the call, baby.
know, because it's Wild Out Wednesday, so we want to get your take, man. Wild Out on us.
First thing, y'all was talking about with the Larkin guy. I never even knew that they had that guy on the trophy. You know, I never even knew who he was. So it's like through sports and what's going on, we get to keep peeling back layers of what's really going on and where some of this stuff came from and how the U.S. has embedded this in our history and in sports. You know what I'm saying, with the racism. So I think that's big for us to get our name off that trophy.
Street.
I'm going to skip to what you were just talking about with Booker, though. L. Skip Boogie. You really think Devin Booker should stay in Phoenix? And we know they got LeBron and Kawhi over there. I definitely think it'd be a good idea. And Styles said with Portland, I definitely don't think that's a good idea because now you got two guards in the backcourt. So I think Devin Booker should go ahead and head out east. Far East.
You don't think Devin
even going over there with Washington. Go ahead.
You don't think he should pursue, I tell you, they
can put some smoke in Atlanta. They can put it down in Atlanta if you go to Atlanta.
What's the question, Boogie?
My question was, do you think that Devin can lure some free agents between now and 2024 to become a contender in the West? And let's remember, LeBron is getting long in the tooth, so he only has maybe this year and maybe the next two, and this year is a wash because we may not know what could happen after the season presumes. So I'm just asking, you don't think Devin has a chance with the loaded West? We understand that, but some guys are getting long in the tooth over there. Do you think he has a chance? And with him going to Washington, I propose, you think he has a chance with the Wizards, with the go-go music?
I do not think that Devin Booker nor the Phoenix Suns can lure free agents. The only free agent that I see that could make a difference, which next year is Anthony Davis, but I don't think he's going to leave. He's not going to Phoenix. Definitely ain't going to Phoenix. I think Devin Booker – you know, when we talk about that, I think he could go somewhere like the Lakers. Like you said, LeBron getting old. But when he leaves, he could be playing with Anthony Davis. You said to go to Washington? Is that what you said, El?
Yes, he said that.
Yeah.
With Bradley Beal now. A horrible decision.
I don't see how you can have all those guys. They all can play point guard. And they smaller guards if you got to go up against these small forwards. Yeah, you got. It's like you, that's not gonna mesh well, especially on defense when you got bigger guards. So I don't think that'll work. Like who you gonna have out there playing on three? So I don't think that'll work. Like I said, I think Devin Booker do well with the Bucks. Definitely can go there, and you know off top I want him with the Lakers. So you know,
man, Devin's 6'5". He's not a short guy. They play small now in the NBA.
He can't play out there with Bradley Beal and with John Wall, and they all 6'5". At the same time,
I see a lot of versatility.
I don't see it happening.
You got to give up a lot. If you trade it for Devin Booker now, let me pose this question to you as well. If you traded for Devin Booker now, because we know he's on a 5-year deal, he's over in 2024, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. So I'm just posing this question to you, Cole. What team do you see him going to if he does get out of there and go east? What do they can give up to get him?
How many years left on his contract?
4 more years left. 2024 is when he's a free agent.
To be honest, I really don't know. I don't know. Like you say, you had to give up a lot to get a player like that, and to me, that's a lot to give up to just get a point guard. To me, you know what I'm saying? In today's league, you need one of them small forwards. You need one of the big guys. You know, just want to win a championship. So, I mean, you're right. You're gonna have to give up a lot to get him. So
So I don't really see him going anywhere right now. I don't really see it happening for real. That contract, and yeah, I don't really see it happening. That's what I think. I think he stays right there.
What do you think about the Colin Kaepernick 6-piece documentary deal with Netflix? You think that's a good thing or no?
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about that. I think that's a good idea, man, so we can see his perspective and see what's going on in his head and see where he's coming from. I definitely think that was a good idea. A great, great deal.
Woo-wee.
I got a question for you, Cole.
What's good, Style?
Is Cam Newton a top 10 quarterback in the NFL today?
That's no question. That's healthy.
Huh?
If he's healthy, that's no question. I think so. No question. It's like you can't name me 10 other quarterbacks that's better than Cam Newton. You can't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Healthy, I think he's top 10.
Think so.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. I really want your take on it. Because I we're going to talk about it.
We appreciate you calling in, Cole.
Man, we really
appreciate
do.
Y'all, man.
And as always, state, man, we appreciate your loyalty and keep it continuing. To tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street, you're in the building, babe.
Wow. Cole says he's top 10 when healthy. Why does it have to be? I mean, that says a lot, right? How many games are you available? I remember you saying that, STG. We were talking about Kemba and Kyrie.
Mm-hmm. And y'all disagreed and still put Kyrie over Kemba. So I'm going to disagree today.
I understand. OG the Buck, we got any more callers that want to get in the asylum?
We're going to take a tour commercial and get ready for the You Big Dummy of the Day.
Ooh, I can't wait. And if you missed the Big Dummy of the Day, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, Streets is Talking. Give us a call Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-605-9370. And world, continue to tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's the team and Boogie Street.
I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn. Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she loves you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay!
Dolph got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open, I'll sell you something.
What you want?
Hell no, don't ask, I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell no.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dolph just skipped town with 200,000. Dolph just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop.
Pull up.
They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pop.
Damn.
Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, aye, yo, did it. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty. Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Aye.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Preach. Preach. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We've come to that time of the show, but before we do, just sum up the summary of the show. You can always go back and listen. BlogTalkRadio.com. Category sports search box. The Streets is Talking. We talked about Colin Kaepernick. Congrats and big ups to him signing a deal with Netflix on a 6-part documentary on him. We talked about Kenesaw Mountain Landis getting his face and his name removed from the MVP trophy in the Major League Baseball. We talked about Devin Booker. Great take from one of our great callers, Cole. Should he stay in Phoenix or should he be shipped out of there to preserve his career and his legacy? But shit, can he get some guys to come in before he's out of there in 2024? What would happen? Would teams give up a lot to get him, to try to contend? It's the Streets. Well, world, it's that time of the show, and we gave you our top 5 center fielders. I apologize. Sticking to baseball tomorrow, we'll talk left fielders. And we're going to talk a little football, too. It's going to be great. Throw back to Thursday. But we've come to that part of the show. You big dummy of the day. And it will be presented by one of the Dream Team members, Styles the God. SG, let's go.
Ooh. Well, world, family, we got a big dummy of the day that we got to discuss today. And this guy, he constantly makes our big dummy because he does dumb things. He says dumb things and he does dumb things. So today's big dummy is Orange Face, Pumpkin Head, Tutu Top. He went on to go on Twitter and say this: Orange Face lashed out at the New York mayor, Bill Blasio. Sorry if I said that last name wrong, but Bill Blasio, the New York mayor, he lashed out at him for moving ahead with plans to paint Black Lives Matter along Fifth Avenue, calling the mural a symbol of hate. He also went on to say, NYC Police Department is cutting the police money budget by $1 billion. And he also went on to say, we're going to cut this budget by $1 million and paint a big, expensive yellow Black Lives Matter sign on the Fifth Avenue, disintegrating this luxury avenue. I don't want that. So, to Orange Face, you racist You big dummy, you big cold-blooded dummy.
See what you did? Oh no, you big dummy.
Continue to
bid it again.
Did it again. Wild Out wins.
He constantly does.
Man.
We can make him the dummy of the day every day.
He gonna be like Muhammad Ali with Sports Illustrated. He gonna be the he gonna break the record for our big dummy of the day.
Woo!
That's candidates, man. But man, we done ran out of change. We done hopped in the lack. It's time to get out of here. STG, you got any shout outs before we roll?
Yes, I do. I got a major shout out to the New York City governor, Bill Blasio. I want to give him a major shout out because I really feel like that mayor is trying to make a change in New York City with this Black Lives Matter thing. By putting a sign like that on the most expensive block in New York City. So shout out to Bill Blasio. Also shout out to my whole team. We may disagree to agree sometimes or agree to disagree with one another, but I do know this one thing. We are the best sports talk show on the internet with a twist of hip hop, and ain't a damn show fucking with us. So major shout outs to us. Yeah.
Well, our Wednesday at its finest. OG the fuck.
Voila.
Got any shout outs before we get out of here? We wildin' for the night.
Shout out to all the callers, man. We appreciate the support. Appreciate it. Shout out to B Dub. I see you out there. Having no Harvey here. Shout out to my man Cole who called in with the cold take. We definitely appreciate it. Shout out to all the essential workers, everybody that's still trying to keep these numbers down as these states continue to spike. Shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Dream Team, STG, ICE, T-Row, Boogie. Shout out to my grandson, who all in the mix, Young Carter. Shout out to the son, Young Cole. We appreciate it. Appreciate the support, everybody. Picture us rolling.
Pictures rolling. I want to give a shout out, man. I'm down here, you know what I mean, in the Florida. I want to give this Baby Ray. I want to give a shout out to Baby Ray, man. Shout out to, you know what I mean, all my guys, Anthony, J-Rock, Ryan, you know what I mean. It's the street. Say street.
Street. Ah!
You see it, man. We give it to the youth, man. The youth, man. You know what I mean? We always going to stay in the building, man. I just want to give a shout out to Hope. I want to give a shout out to the word Hope because that's all we can hope right now. And hopefully it's a change within, you know what I mean, our life and the Black Lives That Matter, which is everyone that we come encounter with, man, with some melanin in their skin. So I just want to give a shout out to Hope. Give a shout out to the Dream Team, everybody that's listening all over the world, you know what I mean? And just keep inspiring us. Give us a call Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com. Don't forget, world.
I got no weed.
Tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We about to get in the pool, man. We're real. Let's go.
Can you niggas see me from there? Hauling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Payne, Ty, Mogo, Mowgli. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We up out this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.